This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation, being engaged, being involved. And just, you know what, look, if I don't do anything else, I'm not here to be a cheerleader for the right. Besides, I don't look good in the dress. But I'm not here just to scream and yell about how great conservatives are and how great Republicans are or Christians or anything else. I want you to think. If you've been listening for any length of time, you know that all I do, I'm asking you to think. If you're a believer in Christ, why? Why do you believe it? If you're a Republican, why? What is it that you truly line up with? And do they still have the same principles that they had when you joined? Or why you joined? Same thing if you're a Democrat. Decline the state. I go down a whole list of stuff. You know, I used to do a talk, speech, or whatever. and I called it a principle over party. Now, I only spoke to Republican clubs with it. I wonder why that was, but... After I got to about the fourth or fifth club, Republican leadership decided that I was too dangerous and shouldn't be speaking to them. So they canned that one, which I always thought was funny. I mean, seriously, we stand for, you know, nonpartisan whatever, you know, principles, right? I mean, caring for people... Right? Wanting the people to be safe and good and all that. That shouldn't be a partisan thing. That should be a human thing, right? So my attitude has always been, look, it doesn't matter, especially from within the party, if you're known within the party, if you got friends within the party, then you should be able to, all right, I would think you. You should be able to speak, and they should be able to trust you. And what are you afraid of? I mean, truly, what are you afraid of? I joined the Republican Party because their principles more lined up with mine. What's the problem? Come on, think about it. So if they've gone away from my principles, if they've pulled away from why I joined them. I mean, it's like you Democrats, you Christian Democrats. Did you not catch when the Dems were trying to throw God out of the platform? And don't give me that garbage that, you know, politics and religion need to be separate. They don't. If you're a Christian, why don't you do some checking and find out where politics came from? Why don't you find out where government came from? Why don't you find out what God wanted you to do with government? And then tell me God wanted nothing to have one. Look, if you're a Christian and you believe that God created everything, then he created government. Now, I don't want to do a sermon, but do some work and figure it out. I may do a 10-minute, 15-minute piece on that one day and just post it up there. You know, and Franklin Graham, God bless the man. I mean, for all intents and purposes, he vindicated me because I've been screaming this from the rooftops forever. Right? I mean, about how we should be involved, Christians should be involved, that the scripture to back it up. Franklin Graham comes out to California, runs up and down the state and says the same thing. Thank God. He told pastors, basically, get off your butt and do something. So, I mean, for me, the bottom line is this. How does, and again, they think I'm beating on them, right? They think I'm beating on them when I'm not. When I say things like, look, you should be voting. You should be only or mostly, whatever, voting for people who line up with your core beliefs. So let's forget the clubs. Right? Would you belong as a Christian? Would you belong to a club that didn't hold your principles? Would you go as a Christian? Would you go to a church? Or wait a minute, no, scrub all of that. The one I like the best is this one. If you're a devout Christian, would you belong to a club that you went to maybe every week, and all they did in the club was rail on those idiots that believe in God? Rail on those nut jobs that believe in Jesus? Rail on those people, you know what I'm saying? Would you do that? I mean, if you would, I'd have to have you mentally checked. I wouldn't want you to have any guns or airplanes or anything along those lines. But it doesn't make any sense. So here these people actually went through that party and talked about how they were going to get God out of the platform, get religion out of the platform. How do you do that as a Christian? I'm just asking. I'm not, you figure it out on your own. I'm just asking the question. I mean, it wouldn't be any different if you were a Muslim and you belonged to a group that constantly put down Muhammad. Right? Or a Jew. Would you belong to an anti-Semite club? No, of course you wouldn't. Why do we do it then? Why do you belong to these groups? Why do you support these groups? Why do you give money to these groups that in many cases are against your core beliefs or against your core religious beliefs? Makes no sense to me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll hit the phones after the break. I will get to support of Kanye West right after this. I'm Joe Messina. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back.
or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom.
I'll give you guys a few minutes to get it out of your blood. You know, one of these days they're going to put your camera doing that. I know, you don't care. I'm Joe Massini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-REAL-JOE. Look at that. We used the word chicky, right? We used the word wop. I mean, my God, this is such... We're so politically incorrect. This is terrible. It's disgusting. Somebody around here has got to go. Somebody needs to be fired around here, and I think it ought to be me. What do you think? I'm Joe Massini. It's always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I always appreciate good conversation. And, you know, I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. And, you know, when I say get involved, I don't mean necessarily just call in or get in the chat room. I'm talking about getting involved with other people, get involved with your school board races, your city council, whatever happens. In, you know, I don't live in your area, obviously, so I don't know what you got going on. But there's no reason for you not to get involved or get engaged, for that matter. Because you want to make sure you have a voice. You want to make sure the people around you have a voice. And the way you do that is you go to the meetings, you get engaged, you get involved. Right? Come on, I'm trying. And you make sure that maybe some people can't make it there. Maybe some people in your group that you hang out with or that you know, you'll get the ability to have their voice be heard through you. Maybe you need to make the noise. I don't know. I mean, again, I'm not you. I don't know what you want to get. Maybe you should just make a phone calls. Maybe whatever it is. As my favorite saying, you guys, if you've been listening for any length of time, you know what my favorite saying is, right? Do something. Anyway, let's go to David from San Francisco. David, always appreciate the time that you call.
Oh, thanks, Joe. You know, it's funny. Did you say you started in college radio?
No. They wouldn't let me in college except the party.
Reason I ask, but you said you started in radio, didn't you say you like a small station?
Oh, yeah, I did. Very small station 10 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, I worked a couple of them. I used to live out toward the Utah line in Colorado, and there wasn't anything but small stations out there. But,
yep. They're always fun.
Well, not really. One was it was robot radio. It was
wait a minute, robot radio?
Oh, yeah. My job was to change the ads, and that was it. And if I spoke on the air, it was only because there was like a tornado or something. But I found a way to work stuff in. But in any case, that was the first robot radio, and it was like, God, they paid me like minimum wage to watch two stations at once. It was the worst pain, and so that's why I realized when you were talking earlier, when you opened the show talking about the standards have changed, right? What used to be normal is now out the door, right? Because somebody has declared that gravity doesn't work anymore. Now we can build a Tower of Babel, and so this whole idea that people have they've allowed themselves to be BS'd into a corner, and it's interesting because I'm like early 60s, right? And when you start looking at how the BS has changed over the years, it's kind of interesting. I saw in the headlines today that string theory, you know, it's like a law of physics, right? Or they claim it's a law of physics. It's a theory, though. And Einstein, on the other hand, had theory of relativity. And pretty well, Einstein has almost matched out the guy was dead right. But the string theory, on the other hand, and they're making a lot of high-dollar, top-secret weapons with string theory, it hasn't matched out in the laws of physics. It hasn't proved itself. So we've been spending tax dollars, tens of billions of dollars in tax top secret money, building stuff that probably won't work. And it's like those boys don't want to get caught. And they are willing to spend tax dollars hiding the fact that they've BS'd everybody for, you know, decades.
But David, you can't say that's the only place. There's billions of dollars wasted for some of the dumbest things.
Our
government,
war industry.
Well, not just war industry. I mean, our government spends billions of dollars on some of the dumbest things just to make congressmen and or senators happy or get the votes that they're looking for. This is the dumb game that's been played forever.
If Sally needs some corns washed off her feet, I don't mind spending money on that. But when some guy can make a jet that can go twice supersonic speed and it'll get there faster to kill somebody quicker, that not only becomes top secret money, but if it's not even dealing with the laws of physics, you got to have some oversight over these boys. And I'm a 9/11 truther, right? I remember those guys were defying the laws of physics on the moment that those buildings fell. And they've been defying the laws of physics. And that's why, actually, 9/11 truthers make up such an interesting group, because they're like scientists as well as political strategists. And it so you end up with this cross-section of people whose stories have been crashing into each other for, you know, 15, 17 years now, right? And the politics of why we brought those buildings, or why those boys brought those buildings down, versus the universities that have got to now teach engineering that a plane coming into a building that's supposed to be built sound, well, all of a sudden, are they saying that you don't have to build building sound anymore because a plane might bring them down? They forced the issue to be so stupid. You know, standards have collided not just in discourse of the day or standard economics, but it's the laws of physics.
And David, two things. I wish I could respond, but you went way over my head because I didn't even make it into college except a party. Number two is we're up against it, but I always appreciate when you call in.
Oh, sure.
And,
have a good week.
What you have to say. You too. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. When we come back, for real, I promise, we're going to talk about Kanye West. And, the bullying goes on both sides, right? If you want to define bullying the way they do, all right? They go on both sides. And Kanye West, who decided to stick up for the president, who decided, and I am sure if you sat with Kanye and talked to him in total, he doesn't agree with everything the president does. He probably doesn't agree with a lot of the things the president does. But like anything else, like I always say on this show, when Obama, if you were ever listening, and you guys used to give me a whole bunch of crud over it, but when Obama would do something right, and he did do things right from time to time, I would call it out. And my Bible tells you to give honor to whom honor is due. You're supposed to call out those things that are done properly. So, amazing how intolerant the tolerant left is. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProPure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProPure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Trump returns to the campaign trail ahead of high-stakes midterm elections. At a fundraiser for Republican Congresswoman Claudia Tenney in upstate New York Monday evening, the president citing economic gains. He also talked about the fight over gun laws and Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Cuomo wants to take away your Second Amendment. Now, he called me and he said, I'll never run for president against you. But maybe he wants to. Oh, please do it. Please.
While in New York, the president also signed the Defense Authorization Act.
With this new authorization, we will increase the size and strength of our military by adding thousands of new recruits to active duty, reserve, and National Guard units, including 4,000 new active duty soldiers.
Trump made no mention of Senator John McCain, whom the bill was named after. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention, timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I don't know how people do that. We get dizzy just doing it that much. You know, I'm having too much fun. I'm having way more fun than any one person should be allowed to have in a few hours. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm sure that saying had a whole different meaning back then. Go figure it out. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time. That was weird. That you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room. And texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conference. How does that happen? Truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Yeah, I don't know. You have no clues what I'm talking about, but that's okay. Actually, it works out better for you that way. I told you I would do this. I'm going to. But I'll give you time. You want a few minutes to go up to therealside.com? Where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can buy my coffee mug. You can. There's so much you can do up there. There's a lot you can do up there. I don't know why you don't. What are you waiting for? You know, it's funny. I was just talking to a colleague when it comes to education, and she is as I jokingly say, you know how I joke. She's a devout Democrat. Okay, good lady. She cares about the kids. And I know if I mentioned her name, she'd get in trouble with her people because they hate to hear that her and I actually get along. And we both agree it's a shame. Because at the education level, the local level, a lot of times, I know some of you won't agree with me, but a lot of times, the Dems and the Republicans and the Democrats are on the same page. Now, they may not go about it the same way, but we truly are on the same page. In 80% of what we do, her and I are on the same page, and a few other Democrats in town. And the one that I actually serve with, we are probably 95% on the same page. Because they're not politicos, they're not political dogs, you know, they've been Democrats all their life, and they're the rank-and-file Democrat that we sometimes talk about that says, look, I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about the nut jobs that actually go to Sacramento, that are in your legislators. But you can, there is a way to come together. We always joke about the fact that the two of us sitting on a board together and talking about education issues, people would never guess that we were from two different parties. Why can't we do that?
I'm asking the question. I'm just, you know, you got rapper Kanye West, right? He finally, I mean, he stood up to, I don't know the guy. I know people make fun of him on a regular basis. I don't probably would not care for his music, right? I mean, doesn't mean I don't like him. Doesn't mean I hate him. You know, if you listen to the left, I have to hate him because he's a black man. He does he do hip-hop or rap? Is that what he, that's his gig? Okay. Right? I mean, so he's all the things that I don't stand for, so therefore I must hate him. So, and I don't. And not because he said something nice about Trump. I didn't hate him before. Actually, he's married. Isn't he married to Kim Kardashian? Yes. Yeah. Very brave and patient man. That's all I got to say. So, anyway, he stood up to the liberal bullying this week. I mean, the guys that hate bullying, the guys always talk against bullying. And what's he doing? Right? He has to stand up about bullying from his own people. What kind of sense does that make? So last Thursday on ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live, Kanye West discussed the decision to wear a Make America Great hat again. He explained the hat had much to do with overcoming the fear of a backlash. So he wore it to be in their face. I don't care what you do, I'm going to wear it because I'm an American, because I have a right, this is me, that I have a right to wear it. Now, that's great. That's a wonderful way to look at it. Because I'll tell you what, I would wear a hat. Like if I was in agreement with something a Democrat said that was good for the country, I would not wear the hat or the shirt or the saying or whatever it is because a Democrat thought about it. Oh, my God, I can't support a Democrat. I'll tell you what I can do. I can support an American. I can always support an American. I can always support someone who's trying to do what's right for the country. Okay, and when I say an American, I'm not talking about somebody born in American soil. I'm talking about somebody who took the test, who became an American, who loves this country. Otherwise, I'd have to hate most of my family now, wouldn't I? I didn't talk about this because I've been on the air. I talked to my aunt yesterday. She's going to be 83 years old soon. You'd think she was 60 the way she was talking. She's going in for an operation to have something taken off her kidney. And she'd probably love it, the fact I'm talking about her, right? But sharp as a tack, knew what all her grandchildren were doing, where they were going, that kind of stuff. Talked about coming over here. What was so great about this country the whole night? She doesn't understand why people wouldn't come here legally and try to come here and do the right thing. And why do they want to change anything? We came here because of the way America was. We could add and make it better. My grandfather was a tailor. You see what I mean? I mean, a lot of people came from Italy were laborers, you know, masons, carpenters, that kind of thing. So they were adding to. And they came here, and they were petrified. Like she said, petrified. Didn't know what, knew that they were supposedly coming to a better place for a better way of life. America had all kinds of opportunities. And it wasn't the hate. She doesn't understand all the hate. Right? Now, she still has an affection for her culture, her heritage, her Italianness, whatever. But I didn't know this until I talked to her this weekend. But she said it was really funny how she used to sit there, and she comes from Dorchester, Massachusetts. That's where they ended up. And if you think about, I mean, with the Wahlburgers, they all come from Dorchester. I mean, those areas, they were three-story tenement buildings. And she, because nobody would step up in that area, she became a den mother. Right? She was a Cub Scout leader. Now, nobody knew her. Her name is Joanne. Nobody knew her as Joanne, the Cub Scout leader, the den Scout leader. She was the Italian lady that was the Cub Scout leader. Nobody would get to know her name. And she said at first it kind of bothered her, but later on she realized, so, what am I going to do? Am I going to stand on a table, start screaming, call me Joanne or else? I could have demanded, I could have been mad, I could have been nasty. But she wasn't doing it to make sure people would call her by the right name. She was doing it because she loved the kids and she wanted the kids off the street and she wanted to have them have a place to go. That's why she was doing it. And I'm not telling this story because she's my aunt and I love her and I think she's wonderful. I'm doing it. I'm saying this because how you deal with things, how you decide to push back or not push back, or, you know, that's up to you. And then we were talking about this recent survey that came out, said if you spank and hit your children, all it does is teach them how to beat, you know, how to be mean, and that beatings or that kind of stuff is okay. Then she should raise a group of animals. Because my uncle believed in corporal punishment. You got the belt when you got way out of line. When you really got disrespectful. When you get beat with the belt every day, and he didn't whip us till we bleeded. And, you know, because I know that's what you say. Whenever you say the word beaten or you got hit by the belt, like, oh! All the pearl clutchers come out and get all concerned. But none of us beat our women. None of us beat our children. None of us fight in the streets. We're not violent people. I think every one of us own guns. We're not out shooting people. So I don't know how that plays through. Do you know what I mean? So the study to me is false, fake, phony. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. I know I was going to do this. I could start yakking away and never get to this, really. West told Kimmel that he had been warned not to wear the hat, but decided that he'd do so anyway, and that he could be bullied into not doing it. Just as a musician, African-American guy out in Hollywood, all these different things. You know, everyone around me tried to pick my candidate for me, West said. And then he told me every time I said I like Trump that I couldn't say it out loud or my career would be over. I'd get kicked out of the black community because blacks were supposed to have a monolithic thought. We could only like, we could only be Democrats and all that garbage. So even when they said it right before I went to the hospital and I expressed myself, and when I came out, I lost my confidence. So I didn't have the confidence to take on the world and possible backlash, and it took me a year and a half to have the confidence to stand up, to put on the hat, no matter what the consequences were. I think the black community is waking up. I think when President, this is not him, this is me, when President Trump said, you've been voting for them for 60 years, give me a chance, what do you have to lose? Well, they're winning. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Tell them about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
I don't know what you think of the guy, nor do I care. But I love Chuck Berry. I love his music. It is truly rock and roll. It's not that stuff. I don't know any other way to put it. Right? And so I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. And I do appreciate the time that you spend on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And I'll tell you why I like the conversation. Right? This is kind of like a, now I know, I'm going to do the Kanye thing, I'll leave time for it. But this is where I go sideways with my Christian brothers. So if you're not a Christian, you can just listen to one Christian talk about other Christians and enjoy yourself, I guess. Some do, hey, whatever makes them happy, right? And we think, as Christians, there's some Christians out there to preach because you're not supposed to be part of the world, but we're in the world. We're not supposed to let the world run all over us. And there's people out there that think that the only thing you have to, because I can't, it's much too small. So I can't quite read it the way I should. But let me pump this up. Bear with me a second. I know some of you are going, hey, you can't do quiet on radio. Well, I just did.
So the comment in the chat room was that all the political BS is BS. What we should be talking about is be aware of the prophetic prophecy coming to the pass and get ourselves ready for right with God before coming to the Lord. So that's great. So we should just be out there preaching the gospel as Christians and do nothing else. Because if that's what you believe, then you're 180 degrees from what the Word of God says. Yep, slap, slap. Okay? We were not called to simply preach the gospel. Okay, we are called to do other things. Because if you simply preach the gospel to the exact getting people saved and that's it, then you wouldn't be feeding widows and orphans, would you? You wouldn't be clothing people. You wouldn't be taking care of things around you. We're supposed to take care of God's creations. So, because I don't want to eat up a whole segment of this, because I've done this before, I'm actually going to I'll do a whole thing on it later on and post it up. But for my more Christian friends, Proverbs 29:2 tells us that when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. See, the Bible says the wicked are those that are unsaved. The righteous are the people that are saved and know Jesus Christ. Now, if some of you are having a hard time with this, you're not Christians, bear with me. You'll get through it, I promise you. Okay? This is more for some of my Christian friends who keep pounding away to say we shouldn't be involved in politics, and you couldn't be more wrong. So here's the first thing. If you go by Proverbs 29:2, who in God's creation is going to put somebody of righteous? Is a heathen? Is one who believes in all kinds of ungodly things going to put a righteous person in authority? Simple answer for you, my friend. No. In 2 Samuel 23:3. So the God of Israel said, the Rock of Israel spoke to me. He who rules over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. If you don't believe in God, you can't rule in the fear. And the fear there is word translate to reverence. So we're not supposed to be like cowering down to God. If that's what you're teaching, you are wrong. We're not supposed to be afraid of our Father. You can tell this is a tinge for me. I hate when people call out God in a wrong way. Right? So the word fear is not trembling and on your knees and petrified. Okay, it's the same kind of reverence and, I don't got time for all this, but Exodus 18:21. Moreover, and these are the four scriptures I use because they're specific to what you're supposed to do when it comes to politics. You can go read the whole story yourself about how the Jews wanted government. They wanted a leader. God kept saying, you have a leader. It's me. Who better than me? I created the earth. I created you. Why don't you want me as a ruler? No, we want a ruler. We want a ruler right here. We can look at, touch, yell at, and all that other fun stuff. He finally gave him a ruler, and look what it did to them. Screwed them all up. But that's beside the point. Story for another day. Exodus 18:21 says, moreover, you shall select from all the people able men, such as fear or reverence God, men of truth, hating covetousness. And place such over them to be rulers over thousands, rulers over hundreds, rulers over fifties, rulers over tens. Again, I ask those of you who say you're not supposed to be involved in politics, do you know of any heathens? Do you know of any God-hating atheist that would find righteous men who love God to rule over them? Again, I say, no. 1 Timothy 2:2. For kings and all who are in authority. You need to pray for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all goodness and reverence. Can I ask you again? Is an atheist going to get on his knees and pray to God for a godly man to rule and be in authority? Again, I say no. All right? Here's the thing. My Christian friends, you need to get out of your little circle, your little hole, your little whatever. Yes, you preach the gospel. But they're all supposed to know us by the way we live our lives. They're supposed to know us by what we do. If you sit in your living room, where all you do is go beat on people to be saved or go to hell, that is not the love of Christ. Are you doing stuff in the community? Are you out there showing the true love of Christ by feeding people, taking care of people? Because at some point in time, as has happened to me many a times, and other friends that I know, somebody will come up to you and say, why do you do this? I'm giving you the Reader's Digest version. And you're going to say, it's because of the love I have, because my God has called me to love you. Even though I can't stand you, I've been called to love you. Okay? And I'm going to take care of you, and I'm going to help you where I can. And eventually, I know from personal experience, they're going to come up to you and say, I want to know that God you know. That doesn't happen by you sticking your finger in their face like most people do and tell them, don't you know Jesus? Because if you don't, you're going to hell. That starts a great conversation, doesn't it? So, yes, we're called to preach the gospel. That's true. But the book is not two paragraphs long. Got a whole bunch of books, and there are a whole bunch of things that you're called to do. When it talks about, when Jesus talks about bringing the little ones to him, right, and don't cause them any harm, how do you do that without getting involved? Look at what's going on in schools. Look at what's going on in communities. Look at what's going on around you. How do you do that by simply preaching the gospel? You can't. I've seen it done both ways. I know guys that will just deal with the gospel. They feel like that's their only job. That's fine. If that's what they want to do, good for them. But I choose to use the whole Bible. I choose to do everything that God calls me to do. I choose to run my business in a way that is godlike, that'll glorify God, that you know, I could do this whole thing for an hour on this, because I've done it before. All right? And I'll tell you something else, if you're a godly man. Some of you to listen, I know I'm making cringe right now. You have failed, maybe not you, the generic you. You have failed the youth of this country. You have failed the youth around you, and some of you have failed your children. Because they don't know who God is. You claim to be a Christian. You're a Christian household, and they don't know God because you don't act right. How you treat your wife, how you treat the other kids, how you treat God. They don't know who God is. It's a joke because of your lifestyle. They're looking at you. I deal with those young men on a regular basis. They do a lot more than talk on a radio. They don't know how to be men. And when I say that, I'm not talking about dictators. I'm not talking about overlords. They don't know how to be fathers. They don't know how to be fathers, husbands. They don't know how to treat their wives. They don't know how to be a light in the community. They don't know how to be the salt because you have failed them. You who think your job is to simply preach the gospel and move on, you have failed them. Look it up in Timothy. It tells us the old men, the seasoned men, are supposed to teach the younger men. If you're not doing that, you're not following the commandment either, are you? Okay, that's my God moment. Anyhow. But I still love you. No problem. But Kanye West, for instance. I mean, think about this guy. He's no little wimpy boy. What did Schwarzenegger used to call him? He's no girly boy, right? He's got a little backbone to him, but he finally decided, that he wasn't going to be bullied. And he didn't say, I'm not going to be bullied by conservatives. He said, I'm not going to be bullied by liberals, no matter what their consequences are, no matter what they try to do to me. Not going to let it happen. And you know, you talk about the confusion of what's going on. The NAACP recently cried racism after its own poll, right? They put a poll out to their own people, if their words, not mine, right? To see how many of their people were supporting Trump, because they couldn't believe that blacks were supporting Trump. It was growing. The support was growing, right? And before run for the White House. Remember, Jackson, Sharpton, I go down the whole group. They all loved him. The NAACP loved him. So they put out a poll, and they found out that Trump was growing in popularity in the black community. Their own poll. And guess what happened? They found out that Trump was winning. And they decided the poll was racist. It went out to racist black voters. See that? When they can't win and they don't get the result they want, they scream racism. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Hey, thanks so much for being with me. I always appreciate your time with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day and be safe. Don't be stupid.